Matt Hagen with us every Friday. Talk Alabama. Alabama Georgia game is over. And Kevin, just process everything for us, please. Wait a minute. Patton, is he pulled up? I'm not hearing him. I heard him barely. Barely heard him. Patton, you want to get him? All right. Yeah, get your hands on that. By the way, I didn't mention Penn State's running back who hit the portal, Noah Kane, has committed to LSU. That's a good pickup for LSU. Did I not mention that last hour? I should have. Yeah, I should have. Anyways, we're trying to get Kevin connected back up. I heard him, but it was not audible. I mean, barely. Could barely hear him. Would not have been good enough for the radio audience. So we will refetch him, try and get him all processed. A little later, hour three, Brad will be back with us. BradPowerSports.com. All the handicapping. And you can ask some basketball questions today. From a betting point of view. That's fair game in hour number three. All right, Kevin Hagen with us. We'll talk Alabama. Go ahead, sir.
Can you hear
Kevin,
me, Bill?
Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me, Bill?
Gotcha.
Okay. I want to begin by saying congratulations to the University of Georgia for winning the 2021 College Football National Championship. I'm really happy for all my Georgia friends. Georgia Dog, L Dog, Round Man, Taylor Bell. You know, you can lose a game, and I hate the fact that Alabama lost to Georgia. There's nobody more competitive than me. But you can lose a game, but be happy for your friends that are fans of the other team. And, Bill, you know, Georgia hasn't won the national championship in 41 years. I cannot imagine how the joy that they feel. I know how we seem to be winning it every other year, and I know how excited I am. I cannot imagine the joy they feel ending the 41-year drought. You know, Bill, they may break fanatics. They may set a record for merchandising purchases after a national championship. But sincere congratulations to all my Georgia friends out there. And before I turn to Alabama, I want to be sure and get this in my segment, Bill. I want to say congratulations to Sylvester Croom, the former Alabama center, was announced as going to be in part of the 2022 College Football Hall of Fame. So overdue, Bill. That was long overdue. So congratulations to Sly Croom for going into the Hall of Fame. All right, Bill, let's talk about Alabama. Bill, I have never in my 44 years of following Alabama been prouder of an Alabama team's effort in a game than I was Monday night. Look, I am not going to get on here, and I'm not going to throw out injury excuses. It sickens me that Texas fans still whine and complain that if they hadn't lost Colt McCoy, they'd have beat us in 2009. I refuse to do that, Bill. The University of Alabama's better than that. I'm better than that, and that it would be incredibly disrespectful to the University of Georgia and their accomplishment Monday night. So we're not going to go there, okay? I've never been prouder of an Alabama effort. When I look back at this 2021 Alabama team, Bill, I'm going to look back with incredibly fond memories. There were issues. The right side of the line was always an issue. Early in the season with so many young players, we had some immaturity issues, we had lack of leadership issues, but they grew after the Texas A&M game, and I'm going to have very fond memories of this Alabama team. You know, the sad thing about whether you win the national championship or lose or however your season ends, there's always the sadness of players that you really like. I'm going to miss all the guys, but there's a couple guys in particular, Fedarian Mathis, on and off the field. Fedarian Mathis, big number 48, is one of my absolute favorite players to ever wear the Alabama uniform, and I'm sorely going to miss him, but hope he has a long, productive career in the NFL. Brian Robinson, the Tuscaloosa Hillcrest product. Brian is an example of what college football is all about, Bill. You know, he could have quit. He could have been a quitter, could have gone in the portal, could have whined. He didn't do that. He worked hard. He continued to work until it was his turn to step up and be the man. He had a monster year for Alabama. So I am so going to miss Brian Robinson. But there again, you know, I just hope he goes off and has a great, long career in the National Football League. I'm excited about 2022, Bill. I think without a shadow of a doubt, I can sit here and tell you that I expect them to be one of the four teams in the college football playoffs next year, and the playoffs next year are the Peach Bowl and Fiesta Bowl in your favorite city in the world, Glendale, Arizona, and hopefully Alabama will be one of the two teams that play in Inglewood, California on January the 9th next year. But there's a couple things going into spring before I really get a firm grip on you know, where I think this team will be. Number one, we need to see where the coaching changes are going to be, and there will be coaching changes, Bill. Bill O'Brien is, you know, interviewing for the Jacksonville Jaguars job. A lot of people expect that he will get that offer and take it. Personally, I know some Alabama fans disagree with me. Personally, I'd love to see Bill O'Brien come back for continuity, second year as an offensive coordinator. I think he did an admirable job. He had a lot of issues he had to deal with, but we'll just see where he goes. Need to decide who the two tackles on offense are going to be, and there are people there in Alabama that have the opportunity to step up and do that. If not, if they determine after spring practice that there's a hole there, they will go to the portal and get somebody. Got to figure out the wide receiver room, but there's a lot of young talent coming back, and don't trash on those young kids who were thrown into the battle Monday night without a lot of experience. That is not an accurate and fair assessment of them. Give them a time to go through spring practice. Ajay Hall have been in the outhouse all season long. Things kind of went off the rail for him. Not long after the A-Day game, he became a father for the first time, and that just kind of threw him for a loop. But let's give AJ a second chance to go through spring practice and develop. And then for me, Bill, a key going into spring is Alabama has got to improve its defensive line play. And I don't know, Bill, if that means a new coach replacing Freddie Roach or what it is, but Alabama's got to step up in this defensive line play. But, Bill, you know, hated losing the national championship more than anything, Bill, but I'm extremely proud of this 2021 Alabama team.
And Coach O'Brien has been mentioned with the Jacksonville job. I don't know where that's at, but do you feel like there will be a new offensive coordinator?
Yeah, you're hearing strong rumors that, you know, it sounds like he's the leading candidate there. Now, I say that because I don't follow the NFL like college footballs, but what I've read there, I personally, like I said, I would love for year number two of Bill O'Brien as the offensive coordinator. But it sounds like he's the leading guy, and there's a very good chance that he will move on. There's, what, 8 openings in the NFL? I find it hard to believe that Bill O'Brien won't land one of those. And if Bill O'Brien, wherever Bill O'Brien goes as a head coach, he will take Doug Marone, the offensive line coach, with him. Their best
friend. Anything new on Dan Mullen and Jeremy Pruitt?
Well, if the offensive coordinator job becomes open, Dan Mullen will be no doubt Nick Saban's first choice, and it'll all be down to whether Dan wants the job. There are other names that have been floating around, and I know for a fact that Coach Saban's been doing some background and some due diligence on some candidates that he has. I will say this, the Jeremy Pruitt returning took a step forward again this week. I'm not saying it will return as whether it's a defensive coordinator or as an offensive, just a position coach or even in some type of a consulting capacity, but I can tell you Jeremy Pruitt's return took another step forward this week.
Kevin Hagan with us every Friday to talk Alabama. Now, the Ricks kid at corner, Gibbs at running back. Are there any other possibilities when it comes to incoming transfers?
There absolutely are. Alabama is doing its due diligence. I think there's a possibility that we could see Alabama adding one or two players in the portal before spring practice. And then again, as I talked earlier about the offensive tackle position, I would not be surprised to see Alabama fill holes post spring practice. If Alabama fans will remember, we didn't bring Jameson Williams in until after spring practice was over. There has been a tremendous interest from very, very talented players that have showed an interest in transferring to Alabama, and most of them are not in the portal right now, but if given the green light, they would jump in the portal for the opportunity to play football at the University of Alabama.
I don't remember every Nick Saban national championship game post-game press conference, and he's been a winner in a lot of those, and he's lost a couple of them, but He seemed really at peace after this game.
He did, and I think that's great. Did he like losing? Heck no. I mean, guarantee that it ate at his inner core that Alabama did not win that game. But as I mentioned last Monday on your show, you know, Coach Saban was very, very proud of what this team had accomplished, what it had overcome, how it had grown since the Texas A&M game. And let's be honest, Coach Saban was happy for Kirby Smart. You could tell that in the post-game meeting at midfield. He was happy for, you know, his former longtime assistant coach that he finally had an opportunity to win a national championship. And I love that Coach Saban evacuated the moron that asked the moron point question when he stood up and defended Bryce Young and Will Anderson. That's why players love playing for Nick Saban. He pushes them hard, but Bill, he loves them, and he will defend them, and I love that he decapitated that idiot at the press conference.
Yeah, that was a moment. That moment where he started praising those two players up there with him, Bryce Young and Will Anderson, was one that went viral on Twitter. I think everybody has seen that one.
I can assure you, Bill, the idiot that asked that question never even played middle school football.
Kevin Hagan joins us. What about quarterback? Now, not the starting quarterback at Alabama. We're pretty sure about that one. But what's the rest of the quarterbacking look like there? Are they comfortable?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so, we know Ty Simpson had the opportunity to come in and play the scout team quarterback ahead of the Cincinnati game and then ahead of the Georgia game. And I'm not gonna put him on a pedestal. I'm not gonna do this to Ty Simpson, but Bill, the returns from people in the program, the return from some NFL scouts that were there watching our players in the practices, Bill, oh my gosh, it's off the chart positivity about Ty Simpson. I am so looking forward to seeing that young man. Jalen Milroe will return, of course. It looks like he's not in the portal yet. He has no indications that he will. I hope he comes back. Paul Tyson has hopped in the portal, and no comment on that one. So, but no, this year we kind of had to hold our breath with the quarterback play all year, praying that Bryce Young didn't go down. We don't want Bryce to go down next year, but if he does, Ty Simpson is an incredibly talented young man, incredibly talented. And I'm anxious to see how Jalen Milroe progresses in the spring.
Kevin, always good, sir. Appreciate it very much. We'll see you next week.
Have a great Friday and roll Tide.
Kevin Hagan joins us every Friday to talk Alabama. Very thorough right there.